Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 24th of September, and I'm recording at 10:15 p.m., and that is still British summertime. Okay, well, we've got a nervous environment here for stock markets, and it's not as if there isn't plenty to worry about here overall. Including for Wall Street, because that's still showing a bit of an Alibaba hangover. A lot of new supply in there, and that Russell 2000 index is edging a bit lower towards the lower side of its overall trading range. It's not there yet, but it's worth keeping an eye on that. And then there's a controversy over the U.S. tax rates, which are shocking, in my opinion. Both the rates are too high in the U.S., even after all the exemptions that you can have, and they need to clean the whole thing up and lower the rates, make them more competitive, cut out a lot of the loopholes that employ more accountants and lawyers. And they need to stop taxing overseas earnings by these big multinational companies that are refusing to bring any money home because they don't want that double taxation. And that's bad for the U.S. economy overall. U.S. economy is still a little overvalued relative to most of the rest of the world. Now, incidentally, when we talk about overvaluation, there are some markets and some shares that are anything but overvalued. I mean, China, we've been arguing, is undervalued. And yes, that economy is still slowing, but it's certainly not alone in actually doing that. The market has underperformed, but there is evidence that the government is encouraging the overall recovery of the Chinese stock market, and the valuations are really hard to beat. Closer to the West, look at Owen's copy in here. In here today, and he's mentioned a number of shares which. Well, he's done this not only today, but he's been doing this for a while, focusing, highlighting shares. Some of these are also autonomies, big international companies, where they're currently out of favor. There are always reasons why a company is out of favor for a while, and its earnings may well be challenged by competition, but that's a fact of life in markets all the time. And when you see shares that are yielding 6 or 7%, and some of these are, even if you're seeing shares that are 4.5 to 5%, those are extremely good if these are big international players, because those yields will and also multiples that are down in the very low double figures, and in some cases single figures, and those yields will compensate for your patience while waiting for sentiment to change and a major recovery to occur. And when that recovery does occur, it's a minimum of 50 to 100%. So there are interesting things around, and that's often always the case. Now, what happened among specific markets here, just to mention a few. China was up a bit today, not bad, 0.87%. On the Shanghai Composite Index, Hang Seng Index still lagging, falling a little bit further below that 2400, and it's in danger of an upside failure there, currently at 23,837. China has had those two big downward dynamics in the current trading range, so again, a little bit of nervousness there overall. Japan, which has overbought in the short term and is down again today, about 0.75 percentage point for the Nikkei 225. And these markets are mostly down. One that recovered a bit today, the Australia ASX 200 is up almost 1%. India got clipped down up 1.5%, but that's coming off well, very close to the high of the rally overall. And the rest, small change among the rest of those Asian stock markets. Europe did a little worse overall, and we've got a number of fairly significant declines. Let's see, biggest of the lot, France, down 1.87%, but the Euro Stoxx 50 was down 1.5%. Some real selling in here. The UK down 1.44%, Spain 1.33%, Italy 1.56%. So quite a bit of selling there. What did Denmark believe do today? I find it almost impossible to imagine that it would be up on this day, but it has been the leader, and it's down 9.5 points here. It's a small downward dynamic. Actually, it's the biggest downside move since the low during the first half of August, and it is a little overextended on the upside. Okay, now also in moving towards the Americas now, Wall Street lower again. These are modest declines, but the Dow was down nearly 117 points. It's back to 17,055. The S&P also lower in here, 1982, so clearly back below that psychological 2000 level. It was always going to be a stumbling block. They're all a little bit lower, and rounding out Canada almost made it unchanged, a tiny loss. Mexico lower. Brazil down about half a point. Rousseff, is that her name? The current incumbent socialist prime minister has a very slight lead in the polls, and really investors want a regime change there, and for good reason, in my opinion. Okay. What's happened elsewhere against this background of soft, nervous stock market? Well, just to finish out on that, one further point which I have mentioned, there's enough going on in here today. You know, you got the Wall's, beg your pardon, the U.S. stock market moving in now to attack the ISIL. I've stopped calling it Islamic State because there is no Islamic State title. They're just claiming. I'm boasting about all the territory they're going to conquer. But the U.S. is going to be bogged down in a military effort there, mostly air power. But that's going to take quite some time, and people are nervous about some repercussions, and understandably so. The problems with Russia, that's not out of the way, and the sanctions are still biting. They're biting more for Russia than anyone else, but this is a case of steady nerves and don't blink as far as being successful with the sanction policy is concerned. So really, you kind of add it all up, and I could mention other things, and I did also touch on that supply issue. It would hardly be surprising if Wall Street and some of these other stock markets saw some 10% plus corrections in here at this time. It's hardly the end of the world. I think it would create a buying opportunity, and monetary policy is generally accommodative and going to stay that way for the most part. Okay, government bonds yields prices up, yields a little bit lower. The U.S. 10-year is at 2.5275. Among currencies, U.S. dollar is still really quite steady, but temporarily it's a little bit overextended, and the rally is slowing. The DXY, certainly that's the dollar index that is against European currencies, that is certainly slowing, and may see a bit of a pullback and consolidation. But overall, I think on the lengthy medium-term basis, we expect a somewhat firmer dollar until the Fed and the Treasury, U.S. Treasury, decide they want to rein it in, because they're worried about the impact on corporate profits. What else to mention here? The metals, commodities, this CCI index rallied a little bit early on, but then gave it up. Generally, the tone is soft in here. Precious metals, well, a bit steadier, but from very, very overextended and oversold positions, it must be said. Palladium, 815, that's up $12. Silver couldn't hang on to 1799, so it got up to 1800, but fell back. It's currently just about unchanged at 1777 in after-hours trading. Platinum just up $2.50, 1332 and change. Gold's done the best here. It's currently up $7.75 at 1222, nearly 23. Industrial metals might be a little bit firmer here overall, though U.S. copper is somewhat lower. 30 at 303. Grains and beans soft once again. And that's it on this second day of the week, and all the very best to all of you.